thinking long term, you know, go to cruiserweight, win the title, then move up, become a heavyweight, and that makes sense. But this fight on Golden Boy was a heavyweight fight, and I don't know if that means he's going to stay in the heavyweight division. I don't know if they took that advice or not, but he did get the win. He got a knockdown. He looked good, from what I can see anyway. And, you know, he improves. Now, he did go to distance. So, you know, as a heavyweight, that's not necessarily, you know, what is marketable, right? Like, you want to be able to get your guy out of there. But he was on the preliminary cards. His name is Tristan Sweet Tea Kalroof. He's 10-1 and 7 KOs. Yes, he did suffer one loss. And after that loss, you know, he relocated. He was with Ronnie. Now he's here in Vegas training with Coach Bullitt, the trainer of Rolly Romero. So, you know, Tristan did go the distance with Jonathan the Reaper Rice, who was 2-3-2 KOs. So, again, that doesn't look great, you know, doesn't look impressive to not be able to knock out a dude with that sort of record. But, again, I'm giving him a pass as this was the first fight on paper with Coach Bullitt. They were supposed to fight on the Ryan Garcia Tank undercard, and their opponent, obviously, you know, could not get approved or something crazy like that. And there you go. He didn't make the cut. So they pushed him to this Golden Boy card. Which, on this card, you know, outside of the people that were fighting, Oscar somehow had special guests for this night, which included, obviously, Oscar De La Hoya was there himself. NFL free agent Jalen Smith was there. Jamal Charlo, the middleweight champion was there. Frank Martin was there. Floyd Schofield was there. And John Scrappy Ramirez were all on hand. So shout out to Oscar after a big weekend with Tank and Ryan, still out here doing, you know, the grassroots with the small shows, developing fighters like Victor Morales, who got a big win. And look, anybody that's been watching boxing, you know, a decent amount of years, technically it's not a big win over Diego. Diego was an underachiever. He was someone that he just had the last name. He looked so much like Marquez. I don't know if anybody seen that in him yesterday. He looked so much like Marquez. I can't believe it because I hadn't seen Diego fight in so long, really. And when I watched this fight live yesterday, I'm like, wow, he's a grown man now. Like, he's a grown man with kids and married, and he doesn't even look like Diego De La Hoya, the prospect, anymore, which he still is being called Diego De La Hoya, the prospect. And my money felt secured once the commentators was telling me, oh, Victor Morales asked for this fight. He asked for this. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Vic asked for this? So, you know, the beauty of being part of our Patreon and our YouTube members to get that betting show, excuse me, is that you know that I'm going to use all my resources, man. So I know that Victor Morales was trained by Ken Porter once upon a time. And I called Ken right away to get the lowdown and the scoop. And obviously I know that he sparred Sean a lot. So I called Sean right away and got the scoop. Now, both me and Sean Porter thought he was going to get a decision. I thought unanimous and Sean thought majority. Never in my wildest dreams that I think he'd score a knockout. Not because Diego is tough, not because Diego's got a solid chin, just because Victor's never shown me power. But, you know, he went out there and he asserted his jab. You know, he definitely was trying to show Diego that it was going to be a tough fight, whether they fought on the outside or on the inside. But in that second round, he just jumped on him, and he caught him with a lead left hook, and it was over. Like, Diego went down from that and really couldn't recover. You know, El Tornado, a.k.a. the Tornado, which translates to tornado in English, you know, he jumped on him like a tornado and took him out of there. So, He definitely fucked up the money for those of us that bet decision, but those of us that bet Victor by money line because we weren't being greedy and Victor was already paying a plus 200 as an underdog, shout out to you and the betting. And for those of you that took my recommend on, obviously, William Cepeda by knockout, you know, you should have parlayed it and you would have made some bread. But yeah, Cepeda obviously was your main event. And, well, there was one other guy I do want to mention. There's a gentleman by the name of David Diamante. Excuse me. That's the commentator. I'm talking about David Dynamite Stevens, 13-0, 9 KOs. He opened up the DAZN broadcast with an 8-round super middleweight bout. It was supposed to be you know, all action. He's from Reading, Pennsylvania. David Dynamite Stevens is. But he went the distance with Marco Antonio Peribán, who's 26-7-1 with 17 KOs. And we all know Peribán. Like, Peribán, most famous to me for getting destroyed by Golovkin and then immediately going 12 rounds with Darrell. So, you know, the PBC haters were like, oh, my God, Darrell's a bum. Golovkin destroyed this dude. Darrell went 12. You know, so that is the highlight of Peribán for me. David Dynamite Stevens is trained by Ronnie Shields. And, you know, he could have looked better. He's very flat-footed, let me tell you. And he wasn't trying to be creative at all. Very conservative with his punches. No urgency whatsoever. I don't know, man. Like, the way that he fought, if you go back and watch it, like I said, no urgency whatsoever. So it just felt to me like he was okay getting the win. And I wouldn't be, honestly. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not a fighter, so maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but, like, I would be ashamed to go the distance with Peribán. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, when Golovkin destroyed him and then Darrell in his prime went the distance, I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be the dog, the puncher of the brothers. So this young dude who's supposed to also be a puncher, you know, I don't know. I'm like, again, very conservative with his punches. You know, he fights a real Mexican, and I'm not saying Peribán is not because we, you know, he's just past his prime. But I'm talking somebody that's going to put some pressure on him. I want to see what that's going to look like. But another super middleweight player. Picked up the win, trained by Ronnie Shields. Judges' scorecard had a 78-73, 77-74, 78-73. So Peribán actually won a couple rounds. Other than that, there was a horrible fight with Frederick Lawson and Esteban Villalobos. I just didn't understand this fight. You know, Frederick, I've never heard of him, and he's 30-3-22. And Villalobos, I've seen him once, but it was a good scrap. It was a good scrap. Villalobos was there to make that fight, and he really, really made the fight, dig into the body the entire night, but it did go the distance. And, you know, Frederick Lawson, straight up and down, no special effects. He probably won't get me to watch him again unless he's in with a bigger name than himself. But on to the main event, El Camarón William Cepeda, 28-0, 24 KOs from Santa Mateo, Mexico. He definitely made a statement destroying Jaime Abolera in two. Now, this was definitely a recommend on the bet to go the knockout, being as though Colbert got it done in 11. You know, I obviously told my betting people, look, he's definitely going to do it faster than Colbert with all the punches that he throws. But to watch him do it was special. I like this kid. I know that we as a community are not exactly high on him because of the, you know, fights that he didn't take that were offered to him with Shakur and others. But maybe Golden Boy, not maybe, definitely Golden Boy just thinks they need to develop him more. They don't think he's ready. I think it's not that they don't think he's ready. It's they don't think he's ready for this top champions. And I think what they're trying to do is wait Devin Haney out so that he could get a vacant title shot, because all up and down the telecast, the talk is that he's fighting Mercito Gesta next. So, you know, where this guy should be fighting the top of 135, he's taking that sidestep to fight Gesta for no reason whatsoever, because, bro, didn't he beat JoJo? So, like, y'all both beat JoJo, so now it's like the battle of the Golden Boy fighters that beat JoJo? Don't make sense, man. Shit don't make sense at all. So it surely tells us that Golden Boy is trying to, you know, keep him undefeated so they can put a strap on him, because he got a little crowd. Obviously, I don't know what was the attendance. Let me see if my press release gives me the attendance. But they were cheering for him for sure. He had a lot of people cheering for him, but so did Victor Morales. I'm not seeing an attendance on this, which means they didn't do anything spectacular. Yep, don't see any attendance on the Golden Boy press release. Nope. They were at the University of Texas at Arlington campus at the College Park Center, but it did look, you know, halfway decently filled. I seen a couple of empty seats and whatnot. But again, the point is that they were cheering for Camarón. So my opinion is they're going Mercito Gesta next. That's what they were saying on the telecast. And it's because they don't want to, you know, have him go for a title shot with any of the current champions named Devin Haney. And obviously all those contenders that are up there are too dangerous. That's why they didn't take that Shakur Stevenson fight. It's like, you know, they might as well wait it out is what they look like they're doing. Because, again, the talk of Mercito Gesta just makes no sense. From there, he should be going for something bigger than that. We're going to be featuring some of our calls as shorts on our YouTube page moving forward. So, you know, make sure your call is pretty good, because it might make the cut. You know, we got a few already, and they should be scheduled for release. And, you know, I'm sure some of those people that call in will be excited to hear their call get turned into a short. That being said, yeah, man, I mean, that's basically it. It was weekend recap. And all we really had this weekend was the, you know, Golden Boy card with a couple of prospects and, you know, William Cepeda, who has some sort of WBA belt. Let me see here. Yeah, they didn't. Okay, the WBA Continental America's Lightweight Champion. All right. Well, shout out to William on the win. And, yeah, shout out to everybody that tuned in. Once again, we were just recapping the weekend. Phone lines are open. If you did watch these fights, which I doubt that you did, you know, but, you know, Ness, the hardcore, certainly watched them and had to recap them. I see somebody right there on Blog Talk. I'll be with you in a second. Just going to pull up my sheet, make sure I get your name right. Twitter is open, as Discord. If you want to call in, go ahead and raise your hand or request on your respective platform. And, yeah, man, let's get this thing going. If there's any other hardcores out there like myself, be my guest to voice your opinion.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Yes, sure.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Big Boss, what up?
Yo, Ness, you can hear me?
Perfect.
Yeah, man, talking about Zepeda. I watched the fight this weekend, man, against RBL. I don't even know how to say that shit. RBL or every shit. But I ain't too high on Zepeda, man. I ain't never been too high on him. But then again, I only watched like three of his fights, though. I ain't just no, you feel me? I ain't been down all on him. But with the fight against Dude, he pretty much did what I expected him to do. He been getting all showcase fights, in my opinion. I don't really think they're going to put him in there where nobody's going to actually be a 50-50 fight, like you were saying. That's pretty much why I think everybody ain't too high on him, because he don't want to, you feel me, get in that water with none of the top dogs, and they just waiting on everybody, you feel me, to just get an easy title shot. But, I mean, from an Oscar point of view, I don't blame Oscar. Shit, that's his fighter. He got to do the best for him. But as a fan, I do want to see him in there with a top guy. Like I'm one of the guys who said there's so many fighters with undefeated records nowadays. You don't know who is, you feel me, who the truth or not. So, it's like, shit, with him, I just want to see him in there with somebody for real so I can give him a grade, because just off what I see from the couple fights, I ain't too high on him. And I don't think he beat any of the top guys. That's just my opinion, though. But I'm going to keep listening in. Y'all hit that like and subscribe button. Go on.
All right, champ. Well, thanks for calling in. Big Balls, I actually let you know. You made the cut, man. I guess it's because you have a clear, you know, connection or whatever, or great calls. But the editor, I've seen a few, or actually heard a few of your calls that made the cut. We're going out to Joe Ray in Oregon. What's up?
What up, Ness? What up? You know, this is all about the hardcores out here right now, man. Shit, we holding it down, you know. But yeah, man, I watched both fights. I watched the Victor Morales, and I watched the Zepeda. And I mean, damn, bro, you know, I seen a lot of potential. I like Zepeda, man. He, you know, man, that boy just tore up that body, you know, pretty bad. And, you know, I mean, is he somebody that's going to test one of these young lions? I think so, man. It's lightweight is deep. I mean, they got some killers out there, man. So I'm excited about that. And on a side note, Victor Morales, you know, I'm out here in the Northwest, and he's out of here, Vancouver, Washington, and I actually got to meet his pops. His pops was like, we were just casually talking. He was just like, yo, my son signed a Golden Boy. And we're like, what? You know, and so it's cool to see, you know, his come up there. And, man, these fighters, you know, they do their thing, and it's all respect. And, but yeah, man, I appreciate you, Ness, you know, being out here, man, with these, you know, with the hardcore fans, and we got you, man. I really appreciate, you know, the show, you and Danny, you know, hold it down, and it's all love from the Northwest, big dog. We got you.
Appreciate you, man. I appreciate you myself, brother, because I don't watch any other sports, so I ain't watching no foosball today like the rest of America, if it's foosball season or baseball or whatever the fuck people watch on Sundays. So I definitely appreciate my hardcores that do watch these, you know, I don't want to call them low-level fights, but they're not the A-plus fighters that, you know, get casuals out of their beds and out for a night on the town. Kansas City, Matt Bent, what up?
What up? What up? TBB for life, thanks for the Sunday show. Yeah, I watched the Zepeda fight because I did bet for him to get the knockout in within three rounds. I did two bets from one to three, and then one from one to seven. So I made some money. I think his style of fighting, he could be competitive, but I don't think he'd beat any of the top fighters, because he's your typical come forward, chuck the leather, you know what I mean? Try to block punches with his chin, Mexican fighter. So he's that typical, you know, one-dimensional kind of guy. I take some punches, and I'll throw 100, like a Margarito. You know, that's what he reminds me of, like Margarito. But I expect him to get a knockout, because I think that kid that he fought was the same kid that got knocked out from Cobra, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. So, Aboleta was knocked out in the 11th round by Christopher Colbert.
I think Colbert can knock out a guy who says, hey, I got no power. I figured Zepeda could get him out of there before 7. Yeah, man, thanks for the show. That's my call.
All right.
Loving the Sunday show.
Appreciate you, champ. I'm going to see. I should have made this poll earlier. What's next for Cepeda, right? I mean, obviously, we know they are saying they want to do Mercito. I don't really know what else they got other than Schofield. That would be great if Schofield wanted to step up and ask for that fight, push for that fight maybe. That'll work. But let me see. We got – did Mercito even move up in any rankings? I'm looking at our rankings here, and I do not see him, but I'll screen share. We'll do it together. And you guys tell me. Damn, so even with the win over Jojo Diaz, no one put Mercito in their top 15? Am I blind or what? Damn. Okay. That sucks for Mercito. Wow. Schofield is 8 and Cepeda is 3 in the WBA. Cepeda is 6 in the WBO. Cepeda is 5 in the WBC. So they have him positioned, and that's why they're in no rush. I don't know that they're going to put Schofield and him in with each other so soon because that's the green print, and if they can build them separately, then bring them together, they have their in-house green print. Not much there for Cepeda. I don't even know, bro. Like, these guys don't belong to Golden Boy. The only thing they got in the WBA rankings is Schofield. That would be a good fight for him. Zaul Abdullayev that Haney fought, and then he went and knocked out Linares. That would not be a half decent fight. That would be a half decent fight. I think, you know, Abdullayev showed power. Obviously, it's Linares that always shows he's got no fucking chin. So you don't really know if it's the power of Abdullayev or it's the no chin of Linares. And that's why I told Bill. I remember Bill calling. I'm like, bro, don't take that fight, bro. I told him that. I said that if you take that Gamboa and that Linares fight and y'all don't get the knockout, it's a wrap. Fuck. Maxie Hughes is fighting George Kambosos. I mean, could they use Michelle Rivera? He was suspended. Would PBC let him go to Golden Boy to get bodied? Because I think he might get bodied. Based off the way Martin did him, I don't even think he'd last with Cepeda. Cepeda was beating the shit out of my man body yesterday. And it wasn't even hooks. It was like straights. He was going straight. And shit, he a problem, bro. He throws too many punches. Damn, I don't know who else to put. Because it is... Well, they could have used Giovanni, but there's rumors that he's fighting Pitbull. So, and then Edwin is with PBC. Maybe they use Shoshino off the loss, which I want. Y'all like that? Let's fucking put it. We struggling here, right? I mean, we struggling. Let's be real. It's not a lot of options that are not the top. Jeremiah Nakatili is already fighting Jaime Murataya. That's going to be interesting. Angel Fierro, that's not a bad fight. None of these names are going to get anybody out their house. I know that. But fuck it, I put them. We got EJ, what up? Gotta unmute, bruv.
Hey, Matt, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What do you think about Jermaine Ortiz?
Versus
Zepeda.
I mean, it's a great fight, but you know Jermaine just signed with Top Rank, and there's been heavy rumors of him and Keyshawn.
Oh, I didn't realize he was with Top Rank. I knew he fought Lomachenko on Top Rank, but I didn't realize he was also a Top Rank fighter.
Yeah, he signed to them.
Yeah, I thought that would be an entertaining fight. There, like you said, there really isn't anybody else. It's hard to find a test. I don't think Mercito's a bad fight for now. Like you said, I think you're right. He should just wait it out and see if Devin moves up.
Yeah, because if not, you're going to have to get in there with a Shakur, a Frank Martin, you know, the top names, Isaac Cruz, Giovanni Cabrera. You know, those are the sexy names. Anything else is like,
Yeah, I watched the fight this weekend. I thought he, you know, he comes forward a lot. He leaves himself open to get hit, so I'm afraid he's not ready for those top names, but I'd like to see him against Jermaine Ortiz or even Pitbull, but, yeah, I'm not sure he's even ready for Frank Martin right now.
Yeah, for sure, because I did see even Abuelera land some nice shots on him. So you're right. Maybe someone a little more skilled could pick him apart. I don't know, though. He seems like he's got a lot of will and obviously high output, and he punches hard.
Definitely. Well, I just wanted to throw out that suggestion, Ness, since you were struggling to find names. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling in and keeping the show going. We got Capicu. What it do?
Yeah, what's going on, Ness?
What up with you?
Chilling, shit, man. Trying to figure out the same question you just asked. Yeah, man, it's 35. Man. 35 is interesting, man. It was a good, this week it was a decent fight, you know. Cepeda showed that he can get off, you know. But I don't know. I mean, like you said, the big names, like Shakur, doesn't make sense. But what do you feel like maybe a Gutierrez or that kid that beat up on Bershley, that 35-pounder?
What Gutierrez? You want him to move up from 30? You talking about Robert?
What? Yeah, why not? That's where Cepeda came from.
I got to check Cepeda's resume. I thought he was always 35, but Robert has always been weak. Remember, like,
he's just, like, I was just thinking about a lot of punches that he throw. He just go crazy. But how about that kid that beat up on Burst?
Am I thinking about the wrong Gutierrez then? Are you talking about the dude that just lost to Hector?
Roger, yeah, for the title.
Bruh, that dude don't throw a lot of punches.
Yes, he do.
Wow, I ain't see that shit. Not especially not versus Hector.
Because Hector. Remember when him and Rene Alvarado fought, that was a banger. He looked nasty against Garcia because Garcia's that boxer puncher. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not gonna let you look good. You saw what he did to Colbert. You know, like, but I mean. That's a dope name. Like you put up Rivera. I mean, you know, Rivera would be a decent little matchup, and so would Jermaine Ortiz. But I know you said he in Top Rank. Shit ain't much out there. The only other dude I could think of is that kid that beat up on Bershley that I haven't seen in a bit. But I think that'll be an interesting lineup. That kid that beat up on Bershley that knocked him out on 35.
On Bershley? Are you saying Bertel?
Yeah.
Knocked out Burchell at 35. He's got to be with Top Rank. Let me see. I don't know. You got to be talking about with Top Rank. Because Burchell just moved up. And it wasn't there. Let me see if I can find him here on BoxRec. Well, they don't have Gesta on the top 15 of any fucking rankings. But they got him in the top 18 of BoxRec. Por lo menos. Joe, I don't see him. Not even in the top 50. I don't even see him in the top 50, man. But, all right, give me a sec. They're saying the audio is no bueno on YouTube. What the hell? Let's fix that then. All right, well, let me see here. All right, hopefully that should have got everything right there. Regardless, that is the last caller. Actually, we have someone on the line there. Let me get to him here in the 336. What's this, North Carolina? Yes. Who's this?
No, man. This is North Carolina number, but my name E. I'm from South Carolina.
You said E?
Yeah, Broad City E, man. See, the name is Broad City E.
Broad City E, talk
Burrow, B-O-R-O. But yeah,
oh.
Man, I'm calling in, you know, I fuck with the show. You know what I mean? I like you and my boy Penny, you and Ringwalk Opinions, man. Y'all boys keep the game going. I think William Cepeda and Frank Martin would be a firefight. Him,
yeah,
okay,
I like
Frank
that
Martin.
Fight too.
Either him or Esau Cruz. I would love to see those fights so we could see where Frank Martin is. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind Keyshawn Davis and Esau Cruz.
Keyshawn Davis and Esau Cruz. Yeah, again, I mean, the only issue is that you're asking about fights across the street where they got to do business with each other.
Yeah, I know, and you know how that go, man. That cross the street, man. I wish it was just one big boxing commissions, you know, and different promoters, but one big boxing commissions where they couldn't dodge each other like that. But how you feel about I know it's off subject. I know y'all talking about William Cepeda, but how you feel about Devin and Loma on May 20th. But how do you feel about that? If he win that fight, you think he'd be the old Loma, or you think he'd be the seasoned veteran? I don't think Loma old myself. 34 not old than me.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be old if Crawford's not old, if Wilder's not old, if Fury's not old. There's a lot of fighters. You know, Floyd wasn't old when he fought Canelo.
I feel like Loma would have been a tougher test for Tank than Ryan would.
Mm.
What do you think?
Loma would have been a tougher test for Tank than Ryan?
Than Ryan, off the experience. So, you
I mean,
know, you
I mean,
get him.
Of course. You know, he's more experienced. He's been there, done it. But he's also older, you know, and doesn't punch
yeah.
as hard.
So who you get, in your opinion, I'm asking you in your opinion, who you give him, what win is you giving more respect for, the Ryan win or the Loma win?
I mean, if he wins,
he got to win first.
I give them both respect. It's different fights.
Yeah. No, man. I feel you on that.
But, champ, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. That looks like we got to everybody. Like I said, just a quick little weekend recap. Catch me tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern for the Breakfast Club of Boxing. We are out. Peace.